Well, hello and welcome. I almost said welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I guess we are. It is welcome
it
back.
Is
maybe
welcome
you were
back.
With us yesterday. I'm Cy Kellett, your host.
And welcome back, Cotter.
And I don't know if I have to pay if I sing that on the radio, so I'm not going to sing
more than
that.
10 seconds.
His dreams were his ticket out, though.
Yeah,
that's the
they
important
were.
Thing to remember about Mr. Cotter. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, in studio today with Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. Hello, Jimmy Akin.
Howdy, Cy.
Also, it's fundraising time.
Yeah.
This is the last day of our pledge drive, and people have been very generous in stepping forward, but we got a bit of a ways to go reach our goal. So we're coming to you one more day, and then we'll leave you alone for months before we ask again. And I'll just say again, as I've said over the last 2 days, the money that we collect that is given to us so generously during these days of the pledge drive is the money we need to continue to do what we do for the next 3 months. That's just how it works. So this will keep the lights on and the microphones on and make it possible for us to continue to make this program. 888-291-8000 is the number to call if you are ready to make your pledge. 888-291-8000. But you got some news about that, Jimmy.
Yeah. So last couple of days, we've had, through the generosity of our donors, $20,000 matching challenges, one challenge per hour. And that's true again this hour. So fortunately, we've had a little trouble on previous days meeting those, but we've been able to. At this time, we have another $20,000 matching challenge. So when you donate, it'll be matched dollar for dollar by the generosity of some very generous donors. And we don't get the money until we match it. So we really need to hear from you this hour. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is a site that's been set up to be safe and secure online. We've tested it. We have regular checks to make sure it's all working correctly. And it's set up to work with your mobile phone. So whatever kind of electronic device you have, it's something that you can use to go over to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online. And that includes after hours, because as you said, Cy, we're only going to be here on the air for a couple of hours, and we're also going to be taking questions during that time. But if you're listening after hours, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, even though we're not on the air. And if you're in another country and you're unable to call the toll-free number that we have for folks here in North America, then you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com from no matter where you are in the world. So that's an option for everybody. But for those who are here in North America, we need to hear from you. And the number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, that's 888-291-8000. But Cy, since we're also going to be answering some questions today, what number should people call for that?
If you have a question for Open Forum, and Open Forum means any question at all for Jimmy Akin, whether you're Catholic or not, that number is 888-318-7884. We won't be giving out that number very much because it does cause confusion on fundraising days. And so maybe make a note of it if you are intending to make a call today. 888-318-7884, an easy way to remember it. If these kind of things help you, it's 888-31-TRUTH, 888-31-TRUTH. Again, $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. That means a generous donor has given us $20,000 with the proviso that we raise that $20,000 within this hour. If you have never supported...
It,
which is in this hour-ish?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. Funds that come in after this hour can also count towards that.
Oh, okay. Very good.
But we want to raise it this hour because funds tend to drop off rather precipitously once we're off the air.
Yes.
And not talking about it.
Okay. Fair enough then. Again, the number 888-291-8000 if you're ready to make your pledge, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remind you again before I go to calls, and calls are getting ready now, so we'll do our regular job momentarily here. As a matter of fact, about 60 seconds from now, I promise you I will go to a call.
59, 58.
Yeah, do that. That's good. I'll just...
won't be distracting at all.
No, it won't bother anybody. We want anybody who has or who was able to give in any amount, we want to send you that free audio of a talk that our chaplain, Father Hugh Barber, did on how to pray. If you have questions about how to pray, first of all, Father Hugh Barber is he's
very prayerful.
He's very prayerful. He's a theologian and philosopher. He's been a prior of an abbey for decades, and he will be very helpful to you in your prayer life. So in any amount, any pledge, we're going to send you that audio.
And this is something new. This is something we've just added in this drive. You'll get the free MP3 of his talk. You'll get a link that'll come with your confirmation. So when you, whether you call in or whether you go to the website, you'll get an email confirmation and thank you for your donation. And as part of that thank you, it'll have a link to your free talk on prayer by Father Hugh Barber. In addition, we also have some other free thank yous, don't we?
We do at the $18 per month level. If you're able to pledge $18 per month during this hour of a $20,000 match, first of all, every dollar of that $18 all year is matched immediately for us, and we'll send you two books. The Day Is Now Far Spent, a critique of the current state of culture and some insights from the Catholic faith about how we can change the direction of our culture. That's by Cardinal Robert Serra, and that's from Ignatius Press. And also we'll send you Villains of the Early Church and How They Made Us Better Christians by Mike Aquilina. If you're able to pledge at the $45 a month level or more, we'll send you all that, but we'll also include the DVD set on Peter from Dr. Tim Gray. It's part of the Lexio series from the Augustine Institute. I think my 60 seconds is up.
Let's take a call then.
Nate in Dallas, Texas, watching on YouTube Live. Our friend Nate, you call every now and then, huh, Nate?
I sure do. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Jimmy, my question for you is about hopeful inclusion. And I was wondering if, as described by Von Balthasar, is it a heresy, because to my knowledge, it is not formally condemned. And as a follow-up, I was also wondering, if it's not a heresy, should all Catholics also hope for such a thing, especially if Jesus himself hopes that all men are come to repentance?
All right. Okay. Do Catholics believe in hopeful inclusion?
So this is not a widely recognized term in theology, but what it refers to is a hypothesis that was proposed by the 20th century theologian Hanserz von Balthasar, who was notable enough for his theological contributions that he was actually appointed a cardinal because of his theological work by John Paul II, although he actually died just before the ceremony. Mm-hmm. But that gives you an indication of his caliber as a theologian and the level of respect he commanded. The theory that he proposed is that it's, even though we can't say that no one is in hell, that we may hope that no one is in hell because God finds a way with everybody to reach them with his grace such that they respond positively and therefore don't go to hell. Now, von Balthasar was clear to say hell is a real possibility through the abuse of human free will.
Okay.
So if you were to say, I don't want anything to do with God, I'm shutting myself off to his grace, and you stayed that way until you died, you would not be saved.
Okay.
But he, von Balthasar, proposed that we may hope that that's not the case in the case of any given individual, that actually, in fact, all individuals do end up choosing to open themselves to God's grace sufficiently that they may be saved. And he just proposed this as a hope, not something we can claim.
Yeah.
So is it a heresy? Well, in order for something to be a heresy, a couple of conditions have to be met. The first one is the magisterium has to have infallibly defined that something is true. And secondly, the magisterium has to have infallibly defined not only that it's true, but also that it's divinely revealed. And if you look back through the history of the church, you will find magisterial statements dealing with the possibility of hell and even statements indicating that some people go there. But none of these statements have, to my knowledge, said that it is infallibly true and divinely revealed. Mm-hmm. That some people are in hell. You could argue it's divinely revealed because there are certain statements in Scripture that suggest it. But that's not the same thing as having the church infallibly define that it's divinely revealed. So it's not just it has to be divinely revealed. It has to be defined infallibly as an item of revelation. And that hasn't happened yet. If that had happened, then you wouldn't, I don't think von Balthasar would have been appointed a cardinal because it would be a heresy. And von Balthasar was a very good theologian. He was very careful. I mean, I obviously don't agree with everything he thought, but he was very good and careful in trying to phrase his hypothesis in a way that would not fall afoul of previous infallible definitions. So he was consciously seeking to avoid heresy, and I think he did so. That doesn't mean he's right. And in fact, if you look at other statements, both in Scripture and in the Magisterium, it looks like there are, in fact, some people who are in hell. The question is how many. And the best treatment of that question that I'm aware of is one by Cardinal Avery Dulles, where he concluded that it's really hard to, given that some statements in Scripture are more negative and others are more positive, it seems that we don't have a good idea of what the exact ratios are.
Thanks, Nate, very, very much for that call. We're always happy when you call. It is pledge drive, however, and so let me just return to that for a quick minute before I go back to more callers, because we have this little monitor. We can see how many lines are full, and there are more than half of the lines available right now. By the way, when you call to make a pledge, you will be speaking to an employee of Catholic Answers. They've all stopped what they're doing for the afternoon, and they are just taking calls, answering the phone, and getting your information. That also means they're pretty good at it. They've done this before. So if you're in a hurry, and you even if you just want to call and say, here's my name and email address, and here's the amount I want to give, we can follow up with you later. But even if you put it on a card, for example, right now, it can be done in a matter of a minute or two. And that number is 888-291-8000. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now. So every dollar pledged this hour is matched dollar-for-dollar by a generous donor up to $20,000.
And we want to say thank you to some folks. We have some people who are offering one-time donations like Carmela and Sean and Stanley and Stephen. Want to thank all of them. Also, people are offering recurring donations, which we really hope you'll do. They include Dunya, who's donating $100 a month. And that is interesting because when you've given $1,000 or more in a year, you get enrolled in a special giving society we have called the President's Club,
right,
which, among other things, entitles you to receive everything we publish for free in the next year. And so Dunya giving $100 a month in 10 months' time, that's going to put Dunya in the President's Club. And so congratulations on that. Thank you so much, Dunya. We have other people who are able to donate significant amounts, including Christopher, who's made a one-time donation of $500. Also, a few people since yesterday's show, but before today's show, Dwayne was able to donate $1,000. Thomas was also able to donate $1,000. We really appreciate that. In order to meet our $20,000 challenge this hour and close out the drive in a strong way, we are probably going to need some people to make some larger donations. So please be thinking about what you might be able to afford. And as the example of Dunya shows, it doesn't have to be all at once. Yeah. If you donate just $84 a month, that's going to add up to more than $1,000. You'll become a member of the President's Club, and we'll be $1,000 closer to reaching our goal of matching the $20,000 matching challenge.
The last day, the last hours, as a matter of fact, of the Catholic Answers Live pledge drive. We need your help now to use up all of the match this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number. A little less than half the lines open right now. 888-291-8000. And by the way, the match also counts for any pledge or donation made at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you decide to use the CatholicAnswersRadio.com, it's calculated immediately. And say you were able to pledge $45 a month. Well, at the end of the year, 45. Why did I pick 45? Now I have to do math. It's about 500 and something, okay? So the match for that is given to us immediately by our donor who has given us the match for the hour. So you get the year to make that payment, $45 per month. And I guess
540 total.
540. And the reason I picked 45, I guess, is because that's the level at which we're able to give you all the gifts that we currently have. You'll get the talk from Father Hugh Barber on how to pray. You'll get Cardinal Robert Serra's book, The Day Is Now Far Spent. You'll get Mike Aquilina's book, Villains of the Early Church and How They Made Us Better Christians. And you'll get the DVD set from the really wonderful Dr. Tim Gray on Peter. And you'll learn all kinds of things about Peter and some meditations in 10 different DVD sessions on who Peter was, what his encounter with Jesus was, and what his role is in the church. Comes with a study guide. So $45 a month. If you can do that right now, you'll be getting us quite a bit closer to meeting our match, and we'll be able to send you all those things. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. The lines are a little slow, so you can get in. You call right now, you get in immediately, you'll be done in a minute or two. 888-291-8000. Up next, with a question for Jimmy, is Joe watching on YouTube Live. Joe, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Howdy, gentlemen. How's it going today?
Very good, Joe.
Awesome. My question was, I recently came home to the Catholic Church.
Oh, great.
This past Easter Vigil. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited about that. And I want to explain it to my parents, but one of the doctrines that I've been having problems understanding is persona Christi. You know, how is the priest able to act in the, you know, in the person of Christ ahead? Certain things.
That's very clear, yeah. Joe. Thank you.
So the phrase in persona Christi, as it just based on the sound of it, you can tell how that sounds like in the person of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't make a lot of sense in English, not in contemporary English, because if we talk about one person acting on behalf of another, we don't say you're acting in that person's person.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't say, so if you sent me to the store to fetch something for you,
yeah,
we wouldn't say I was acting in the person of Cy Kellett.
Can I send you to the store to fetch stuff for me? I didn't know that.
Well, you can ask.
Oh, okay.
If it's convenient, right. Sure.
Okay, thanks. So
that's really, though, what it means. The person is functioning on behalf of Christ to do something that he's authorized to do on behalf of Christ, such as celebrate Mass or absolve people in confession or things like that. So we don't need to attribute more to this phrase than is actually there. The priest does not somehow become the person of Christ. He's not literally Christ. Yeah. He's just acting on behalf of Christ. That would be a normal, more normal colloquial English way to say the same thing.
Dwayne, thank you for that call and for the good news that you have come into full communion with Christ and his church. 888-291-8000 is the number for your pledge. If you would like to make a pledge right now, 888-291-8000. Again, we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. And
we've got lines open for you.
And everybody who makes a pledge in any amount, really, we mean this, a pledge in any amount, we really want to send you Father Hugh Barber's talk, How to Pray. 888-291-8000. Shall we go to Jason in Rochester, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross? Jason, you are up. Your question for Jimmy, please.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hey, how you doing?
Just fine.
My question is, I've been listening to Dr. Scott Hahn recently, and he's talking about the idea of typology and how Catholics read the Bible. And I can see the parallels,
mm-hmm.
but he points to Hebrews 8:5 as the explanation of, or the reason why we use typology.
Mm.
And I guess I don't see it, and I would love if you could explain it to me.
Okay, so let's start by, for people who may not be familiar with what typology is, it's also distinct from another field you may have heard of, which is topology. Topology is like the study of shapes and stuff.
Yeah.
Typology is a way of looking at Scripture that sees reflections from one part of Scripture in another part of Scripture. And the terminology that has been used for this is you have a type and then an antitype, from the Greek word tupos. And so in the Old Testament, Moses says that one day God's going to send a prophet like me, not just a prophet, but one like me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was understood by Christians as, oh, well, the only prophet comparable to Moses is Jesus.
Yeah.
So Moses in this would be the type or a type of Jesus. Jesus is the antitype of Moses. So they correspond to each other in a similar way in their own ages. They're both the great lawgiver and revealer of God in their own ages. Of course, Jesus is superior to Moses, and that's often the case. The antitype is often greater than the type that kind of foreshadows it.
Okay.
So that's what typology is. In terms of, I haven't heard what Scott said about Hebrews 8:5, so I can't really comment directly on that. What Hebrews 8:5 though says is that it's talking about Christ's priesthood and the earthly tabernacle and tent of meeting and the temple that replaced them here on earth. And it says that they serve as a copy and shadow of the heavenly sanctuary. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, that's the tabernacle, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain." And I wouldn't say that this verse is why Christians practice typology. And I don't know that Scott said that, but I wouldn't say that. I think this is an example of a verse that involves typological principles. Depending on how you want to look at it, you could say the original of the heavenly sanctuary that God has in heaven is the type that Moses then made a copy of on earth, so it echoes what's up in heaven. Or you could look at it another way and say, since the antitype tends to be greater, you could say Moses had the type and the heavenly sanctuary is the antitype that the earthly type points towards. Whichever way you go, there is a kind of typological principle here. I would, though, think there are other examples that are perhaps clearer, because this is something that you don't really need Hebrews for. You could deduce this from just Old Testament texts. So yeah. Typology and this kind of heavenly-earthly parallel was already there in the Old Testament. I would point to other texts in the New Testament that illustrate typology, like where St. Paul in Galatians says that Hagar and Sarah, Abraham's two wives, correspond to two different covenants, to the Mosaic covenant and the Christian covenant. And that's a clear case of typology, where they're not literally those things.
Yeah, yeah.
But they, in a certain way, correspond to these two different things that we have and that Paul was dealing with in his own day.
Jason, thanks very, very much for the call. I hope that was helpful to you. I'll tell you what, we need your help right now. We are in the final hours, well, we're just about into the final 90 minutes almost of our ability of our opportunity to come to you and ask you for your help to help us be funded for the next 3 months.
And the phone lines are wide open right now. We got very few lines that are filled right now. Most of them, by far, like three quarters of them, are open. We've got people waiting for your calls, and we are going to need to hear from you. We are halfway through this hour. We are not halfway towards our $20,000 matching challenge. So please give us a call. We're going to be going into the break in just a minute, and that means it's a perfect time to call. You're not going to miss anything. You'll have time to call 888-291-8000 and make your donation and be back before we take another question. So this is an outstanding time to call. The number once again is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Lines are wide open for you right now.
888-291-8000. 291-8000 is that number, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, safe and secure online. It's even optimized for your phone. If you use a phone to access that website, you'll get a very easy app there on your phone, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, $20,000 match. It's a great deal of money for us. That funds a great deal. And if we can raise the $20,000 this hour, we get the full $20,000. Lines are beginning to fill up, but there are still at least four or five lines open, as far as my eyes can tell from this distance. 888-291-8000. Remember, every dollar is matched dollar for dollar, and any amount pledged, we will send you a free copy of How to Pray, the audio presentation by our chaplain, Father Hugh Barber. 888-291-8000. You can hear that music. That means we're heading into the break. If it's convenient for you during the break, also use the CatholicAnswersRadio.com site to make your pledge, because that just frees up phones for folks who don't have that computer access or aren't near it. Again, they can get you out real quick. They can have it done in under a minute. We can have it done in under 30 seconds. If you just want to give us an amount and an email address, we'll get back in touch with you.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. If you just don't understand something about the Catholic faith, Call to Communion is the show for you. Join us Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin, our guest, 2 hours of open forum. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, if you have a question about Christianity or religion more generally, you are welcome to call. Whether you're Catholic or not, we more than welcome your call. 888-318-7884 is the number for those of you who would like to ask a question of Jimmy. We're going to be giving out another phone number for most of the hour, so make a note of it if you have a question that you would like to ask. 888-318-7884. The reason we give out another number is because we are now in the last 90 minutes of our summer pledge drive. The funds that are pledged to us during the next 90 minutes will complete our fundraising for the next 3 months on air, and that means we will live on those funds producing this show. And we need your help because we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. 888-291-8000 is that number. If you'd like to help us use up that match, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicFaithCollective.com.
And Cy, we're a little more than halfway through this hour, and we are just under halfway to meeting this challenge. So we're a little behind, but not by very much. And if we keep things going strong for the rest of this half hour, we'll be able to make that $20,000 matching challenge. We do need to hear from you. Some people have been able to make some larger donations that have helped us get to the point we're at. Sharon was able to donate $1,000. Margaret was able to do the same. Benjamin was able to donate more than $500. All of that helps us get towards the goal, as does every gift of every size. But want to say a special thank you to people who are able to be especially generous. If you're able to donate $1,000 or more, as we mentioned, you become part of the President's Club, and that'll entitle you to receive everything we publish over the following year. The number to call while we're doing the rest of our work this hour is 888-291-8000. Once again, it is 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000, that number. We're going to keep doing our job, however, and so we go back to the phone, back to the other phones, and I have lost my caller. I'll find out. Sorry about that. Kathleen in Illinois, you are up next. Kathleen is listening on 95.7 FM. Kathleen, your question for Jimmy.
Hello. I was wondering about the creed. You know, in the creed, it says, depending on which version you use, it says Jesus descended to the dead or he descended mm-hmm. into hell. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering why it says that. One explanation I heard was that even people in hell have an opportunity for salvation, but then I heard that was refuted. So if you could just explain, why does it say he descended into hell?
Yeah, so the term, and this is explained in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, if you want to take a look at it there so you can see it with your own eyes, but this is a bit of a misleading translation. In contemporary English, the word hell means the place of the damned. And that's not what the word means in this case. Originally, so English is a language that has a lot of German roots in it. It's a Germanic language, like not only German, but Swedish and Norwegian and Danish and things like that. And in those languages, the word for hell originally just meant the place of the dead. In fact, that was the name of the Norse goddess of the dead, Hela. Oh, so you'll sometimes hear it said as Hela, but it was really just hell.
Thor's sister?
Ish, yeah. Yeah, okay. And
I saw the movie.
Okay. Well, see, you can't rely on the movies. Loki and Thor are not actually brothers in Norse mythology.
Oh.
It was just the place of the dead. And so that's what is being affirmed when we say the creed. It just means Jesus died. He went to the place of the dead. Now, he also did some things while he was there, like he announced that he had now accomplished salvation for the world, and so the righteous dead could go with him to heaven, that the gates of heaven were going to be open now. So Jesus did do things while he was in the place of the dead, but he didn't go specifically to the place of the damned, or if he did, he didn't save them once he got there. They had already definitively rejected him. So you don't get a second chance. As Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed for man once to die, and then the judgment. You don't get a second chance after death. You get judgment, either good or bad, depending on whether or not you died in God's friendship. So he did go to the dead. You'll sometimes see it translated that way, but because religious language tends to be conservative, the older translation of descended into hell has kind of stuck with us, the same way that the King Jamesy English in the Lord's Prayer, hallowed be thy name, has stuck with us.
Thank you very, very much for that call. I'm checking the numbers, and we have virtually every line. We got three lines open right now, and they open up bit by bit as we go. So if you call now, if you dial now, you'll get directly to one of the staff members here at Catholic Answers. If you get Imelda, you'll know by her Indian accent. And I say that because I remember the time that someone thought they had reached a call center. So if you get Imelda, say hello. She loves it when people recognize her. 888-291-8000 is that number to call. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now. $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. As we use that up, we get so much closer to being fully funded for the next 3 months. And I will say, pledges coming in from $5 today up to $1,200 today, and we're grateful for all of them. Every single person who makes a pledge in any amount is getting the free talk from Father Hugh Barber, How to Pray. But I will also add to this, some of those big donors we're going to need by the end of this hour in order to be on track for today. And so if you are a person who has been especially blessed and you can make one of those 1,000, maybe 2,500, for some folks, even 5 and 10,000 are not outside of the realm of what they can do in their pledge. If you are one of those people who can do that, we are now approaching the last hour of our drive. We can see where we are as far as being fully funded, and your funds will make an enormous difference right now. 888-291-8000. Let us go back to the phones and do our job. Tammy in Tennessee, you're up next with Jimmy Akin. Tammy, your question.
Yes, I was telling your screener, I was raised my entire life as the Church of Christ religion, and was always left with the impression that if I was not Church of Christ, that I would not be allowed in heaven. And I was not comfortable with that. So I've done a little research, visited a few Catholic churches, and I knew the very moment when I stepped into the place of Sacred Heart that my soul was in the right place.
Praise God. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. And I need some direction as far as the difference between, I know, the Church of Christ religion as compared to the Catholicism. I just need some guidance on how to approach my family with it, my decision that I'm going to be making, and I just need some help. So if you could help me, I'll hang up and listen, okay?
Okay. Well, I want to say, first of all, that I understand your situation. When I was young, my family went to Church of Christ as well. And people may not in all parts of the country be familiar with Church of Christ. It's a Protestant group. It doesn't always identify as Protestant, but it's a Protestant group that is common in like Tennessee and Arkansas and Oklahoma and Texas and places like that. And it does frequently claim that unless you're a member of the Church of Christ, you're not going to heaven. And so that can mean it can be a real source of concern if someone is in the Church of Christ and then starts going to another church because their relatives love them, they want them to be in heaven. Unfortunately, Scripture really doesn't support the idea that you must be in the Church of Christ in particular to go to heaven. In fact, since the Church of Christ movement did not exist prior to the 1800s, when it was an outgrowth of the American Great Awakenings, is specifically sometimes called the Stone Campbell movement because of the founders of the Church of Christ movement. Well, if you really had to be a member of the Church of Christ to go to heaven, that would mean everyone for the previous 1800 years of church history was damned. And that's not credible. Jesus promised that he would build his church and that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And so the church has been saving people for 2,000 years. In terms of how to approach relatives, that's something that I had to deal with as well. I have had Church of Christ relatives, and I handled it by largely, I mean, it depends on the relatives in question. Some relatives I knew would be more open to what I was doing. Others who were not as close might be less open to what I was doing. And so for those who really needed to know, because, you know, they're the ones who lived around me and would see what I'm doing in my life, I was upfront and said, you know, I'm becoming Catholic. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. I love you. I respect you. I respect your views. These are the kinds of things that I would advise Tammy to say to her relatives. You know, I love you. I respect you. And this is what I'm doing. And it's what I believe God has led me to do. And if you have questions, I'll be happy to discuss them with you. But I do not want to argue about this. And,
okay.
And so that's the approach I would take with those who need to know and who would be open, more open. If someone is less open and doesn't have a need to know, then Tammy could do what I did with some more distant relatives who might have been more closed. I didn't approach them directly. I let them find out through osmosis. And so rather than having a kind of confrontation with them and saying, guess what, I'm becoming Catholic, I let them find out through the family grapevine, and then they could decide if they wanted to approach me to talk to me about it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way, it left the decision up to them of do they want to talk about it or not. I didn't take that decision away from them by coming to them and just declaring it to them. And so I think both strategies can be appropriate ways to deal with family members, either if they have a need to know or if they're more open. You can be direct about it while stressing your love and firmness in the decision. And if they don't have a need to know or are more closed, you can let them find out and let them decide if they want to approach you about it or not.
And about her interest in coming into the Catholic Church now.
Yeah, so it wasn't clear to me that she needed information about that, but let's assume she does.
Yeah.
The way that people are received typically in most parishes here in America is through a process, you'll hear it called RCIA. That's an acronym. It stands for the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. Since you've already been baptized in Church of Christ, you won't need to be baptized again. You would need to get some education in the Catholic faith to help bring you up to speed on what Catholics believe. And then you would receive the sacraments of confirmation and the Eucharist. Frequently, that is done at Easter time. So I would suggest contacting the local parish that you would like to go to and just saying, I want to become Catholic, and tell me how I do that, and they can help you out from there.
Tammy, thank you so much for that very kind of edifying and exciting call. It's wonderful to hear that. I'll make you this offer as well. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's always open forum here. And if more questions come up that you would like some help with, you're more than welcome to call. We would love to take your call. And Marie, our assistant producer, will make a note of Tammy from Tennessee, and we'll make sure we get you on the air if you call with your question, because we want you to come into full communion with Jesus and His Church, and to receive all the sacraments. And I guess I always feel like saying this to people. See, you'll find different things at different parishes. Some will be very helpful. Some may be less helpful. Just keep trying. You'll find
it's
one that
God's church, so it's worth pursuing.
Amen. It's worth pursuing.
And speaking of things that are worth pursuing, Tammy's call illustrates the effects that Catholic Answers Live has on people's lives and on their souls. This is what it's all about, folks. Saving souls, helping bring people into communion with Christ and His Church. That's what we do here. That's what we're all about. And that's why we need your support so we can keep doing it. We've got lots of lines open for you right now. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is that number, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. How about this? Maybe you've been thinking about making your pledge. We're down now almost to the last hour of this pledge drive. It would be great to fill up the phones now, more than half of them open. And in particular, as we have said several times throughout this pledge drive, monthly recurring gifts are very, very important to us. So maybe we can get some folks on the line who can make that $18 a month monthly recurring gift. If you can make that $18 a recurring gift, it helps us with planning purposes. As you should know, the whole year of it is counted immediately against the match. And so our donor will match your whole year donation immediately to us. So your $18 right now, and then pledged monthly for the next year is worth a great deal to us. And so we're able to offer you a few things. 888-291-8000 is the number. And one thing we can offer you, we're gonna definitely send you the audio, How to Pray, by our chaplain, Father Hugh Barber, Norbertine priest, former prior of St. Michael's Abbey in Orange County. We'll also send you from the wonderful Cardinal Robert Serra. If you don't know Cardinal Serra, he's published two books in recent years that were international phenomena, really. And now he says this is his most important book. The day is now far spent. It's a book about, well, what's happening in our culture worldwide, how we got here, and how we get to a better place. I don't think you'll regret getting that one. We'll also send you Mike Aquilina's book from Emmaus Road Publishing, Villains of the Early Church and How They Made Us Better Christians. His thesis, and I think it's a very solid one, is that the early church had villains, some who persecuted the church and some who proposed their own version of the truth in contradiction to what the apostles taught that Jesus had said. And all of those things, are, while not good in themselves, they brought about a strengthening of the Christian faith so that it would last, and a deepening of the intellectual fervor of the faith because people wanted to be able to explain it. How about it? Can you pledge $18 a month? I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines open right now. Maybe there's 7 folks out there right now who can make that pledge and help us get to our $20,000 match and become our partners in this ministry throughout the next year. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Back to the other phone. Oh, no, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more calls for Jimmy Akin on Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It is Open Forum. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Lines are full, so if you were thinking about donating right now, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or maybe wait a couple minutes. It's funny, they fill up and they clear out really quick because people get on those lines and off those lines very quickly. So the number again, if you'd like to make your pledge, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Next up for Jimmy is Francis in Australia, watching on YouTube Live. Francis, Australia is exactly where a whole bunch of us from Catholic Answers are going to be in a few months to do these exciting events.
Including you.
Including me. I will be there. Francis, you there with us? Hello, Francis. No?
Did I go? Hi. Hello.
Oh,
hello.
I can tell you're in Australia.
Hi.
I can tell because of your accent.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because of the light speed delay.
No. Francis, your question, please.
My question is regarding the Apostles' Creed. Mm-hmm. What does it mean when we say he will come again to judge the living and the dead when we are judged when we die?
Okay. So
do you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah,
makes sense. The Church understands there to be two judgments that each individual potentially may experience. The first one occurs at the point of our death, and it's often called the particular judgment. We have an encounter with God through Christ at the time of our death or very shortly after our death, in which case we learn our eternal destiny, but it's not announced to everybody. It's not a big public judgment the way the one at the end of the world will be. And so the one at the end of the world, which also will happen, is called the general judgment. And it's not something that happens to just particular individuals like the particular judgment is. It's something that happens to everybody together. So that's why it's called the general judgment. So there are some differences between the particular judgment and the general judgment. In the case of the particular judgment, it's a particular person who's being judged. In the case of the general judgment, it's everybody in general is being judged. In the case of the particular judgment, we do not have our bodies with us because we've died. In the case of the general judgment, we have our bodies with us because we'll have been resurrected. Also, the particular judgment, because it is just individuals, it tends to be private. It's not announced generally to people in the world. Whereas Jesus tells us that the things we've done will be shouted from the housetops. And that seems to be a reference to what happens at the general judgment, which has more of a public character. So the whole world sees both the justice and the mercy of God. So those are some of the principal differences. In the case of the particular judgment, if you go to heaven, you may need to go to purgatory first to be cleansed, but you'll be glorified in spirit without your body. And then at the general judgment, when you have your body back, God will re-announce the verdict that you're in heaven. It's not like this is going to change. So it'll be re-announced that you died in God's friendship and are with him in heaven. Only now you'll be glorified in soul and body as well. And the flip side for those who closed themselves to God's friendship.
Francis, how's all that for you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that clarifies it. Thanks so much for that.
Francis, where are you in Australia?
I'm in Melbourne.
Oh, Melbourne. Yeah, some of the Catholic Answers folks will be in Melbourne this October. Maybe we look for us. Maybe we'll be able to say hello.
Is that Tim Staples? Is he coming down?
Yeah, Tim's coming down. Yes. And I think actually Tim's the one who's going to be in Melbourne. I don't know if there'll be others with him, but I'm sure Tim is going to Melbourne.
Yeah, I looked into it. I'm hoping to attend.
Well, all right. Thank you very, very much for that call, Francis.
And that shows the worldwide reach of Catholic Answers, how we're helping people all over the globe. I can see we got a bunch of lines open right now, and we're going to, I guess, try to take another call or so before the end of the hour. But we're coming up on the end of the hour. We still have that matching challenge we're trying to meet, so we do need to hear from you. Now's a great time to call with all of those lines that are open. And going into the break is going to be a great time as well, because we'll have a few minutes where we won't be taking callers or otherwise interacting with you, so that'll make a great time to call. But so is not right now, because we got bunches of lines open. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, that number is 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000, the number. And I got to say, we'll now approach the last hour of our quarterly pledge drive. We won't ask you again for anything for 3 more months. You're always welcome to just call us and, if a little something comes your way, share it. That's fine. But we won't be asking you again for 3 more months. So now all the lines are dedicated. Every line here in this building is dedicated to taking your call at 888-291-8000. I will appeal again before we have to go back to the lines or to the break, depending on which comes up next, to those donors who can make large donations. We have a goal that we set at the beginning of the pledge drive to say, this is how much we need to be fully funded. We are going to need a few big donors to step up in order to make that. I feel very confident that in the next hour we can do that. If some of those donors, quite a few people today have stepped up to make what to me are very, very large pledges, $1,000, $1,200, that kind of thing. And I will appeal to those who can make donations of $2,500, maybe. Maybe you can make a $5,000 donation. I will tell you there, if you can do that, first of all, the person taking the call is going to be thrilled, and we're all going to be thrilled, but you'll really go a long way in helping us be fully funded for the next 3 months. Perhaps you are someone who can do even larger donation in the $10,000 range, something like that. We do have folks who can do that, and we're very, very grateful for it. If you'd like to talk, if you want to make a larger donation, but you want to see the books first, our President Chris Check is happy to open them up to you and show them to you. I'd show them to you, but I don't understand them. But he does understand them, and he'd be happy to take your call. Just ask for him, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Working hard now. 1 hour left to get fully funded. You can also go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. www.catholicfaith.com.
And one of the things that we've been talking about a little bit in this drive so far is the biblical basis for giving. You have probably heard, we talked about this yesterday, Si, you know the verse in Luke's gospel that says, judge not lest you be judged, right? Mm-hmm. We hear that one all the time, especially by people who have objections to Christian morality.
Yes.
Even though that's right. not what Jesus meant.
Right.
The next verse, the very next verse says, give. And so this is talking about, you know, charity, money.
Yeah.
Give and it will be given to you, pressed down, a good measure, shaken together, overflowing, poured into your lap. God promises that when you give, he will reward you in a way that exceeds your own generosity. So please give us a call. You have Jesus's promise that one way or another, you're going to be blessed in greater measure because, as Jesus himself said, it is better to give than to receive. Please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or go to Catholic Answers Live, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Here comes the break. It's a great time to call.
888-291-8000. We'll be right back with another hour of Open Forum with Jimmy Akin right after this.